In this exercise, I'm going to walk you through a helpful practice that I've found for diffusing and softening that feeling of pressure and that inner rebel that can rise up and counter to that. So let's say that you have this desire to go to the gym and you feel this resistance come up against it that kind of says, no, I don't want to and you can't make me. So that resistance then might start to battle with that desire, and you might just start to hear this voice inside that starts to say things like, I should, or I have to. So in this exercise, you're going to learn a way of shifting from that sense of pressure to a sense of possibility and to permission. This exercise comes from a mentor and teacher of mine, Abby Satius, and her gorgeous book, Finding the Deep River Within, A Woman's Guide to Recovering Balance and Meaning in Everyday Life. And I trained to be a facilitator of Abby's work. So I'm really delighted that I get to share this exercise with you. And I think you'll find it really, really helpful. So the first thing to do is to simply take a, just almost like a mental inventory of all the things that you're feeling pressured to do, or perhaps all the things that your inner rebel is feeling resistant to doing. So it might be a list of, well, I should go to the gym, or I should eat less sugar, or I should return that phone call, or I should complete that task I've been putting off, whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be really, really ponderous. You don't have to think too hard about it, but you can take down some paper and simply start jotting down what are those kind of demands that you feel inside. And when you write those demands down, you can star perhaps what are the ones that then your inner rebel is really fighting against. Where is that inner rebel really having a lot to say? So as you make your list of all the inner shoulds that you're feeling, choose one of the shoulds that you wrote. And again, don't pick something that feels super, super traumatic, but something that feels workable. But pick a should that you're having some inner conflict around, that it's something that a part of you wants to do, and perhaps that inner rebel part is feeling resistant towards doing. Now, read the sentence aloud of whatever it is. Let's say it's, I should eat less sugar. And then check in with your body and notice how you feel. What is your physical response in your body as you say this? Do you feel tense? Do you feel tight? Do you notice changes in your breathing? Do you notice sensations in your gut? How would you describe your body when you say this? Maybe you feel something in your neck or in your shoulders, or even in your hands or feet, in your jaw. So once you've noticed what your physical response is to this statement, this I should, you know, I should eat less sugar, or I should go to the gym. And when you're writing down that physical response, it can be a response to simply making that statement. And it can also be then that response if that inner rebel pops up and it starts saying, oh, no, you can't make me. Are there any physical sensations that arise with that? So once you've noticed your physical responses to this statement of I should, now take a few deep breaths. Take a few deep breaths and see if you could consciously unclench your belly or your jaw or your hands or your face. And now you're going to repeat the same sentence, but this time you're going to change the word should to could. So for example, instead of saying, I should eat less sugar, try on what this feels like. I could eat less sugar. And again, when you say that, notice, what do you feel in your body in response to this sentence? You might need to repeat the sentences a few times to really, really feel it. But what does it feel like when you say, I should eat less sugar? And then what does it feel like when you say, I could eat less sugar? In my experience, when I've done this exercise, should feels like pressure. And because it feels like pressure, there's often a part of me that then is resisting it. And that's that inner rebel, because it feels and is attuned to that pressure. And when I shift to I could, my inner rebel feels more quiet. It doesn't feel as vocal. And in my body, I feel more relaxed. And I also feel a feeling of perhaps more capability, a sense of almost instead of I could, like I can. Yeah, I can do this. Now, there might be other ways that you notice this response. And so I invite you to take a few moments to reflect on what does I should, how does that feel? Not just in your body, but in a sense of emotionally. And what does I could, how does that feel? What kind of thoughts or ideas or images or feelings or sensations do you notice with each of these? I find that this tool is really helpful when my inner rebel is flared up in that kind of 4 to 7 range, where it's not raging, it's not super, super, super intense, but in that range where it feels really workable. And I find that moving from I should to I could helps reframe some of the pressure I might feel, or might even soften some of the alarm or some of the overwhelm I might feel. And it moves me into a place where I feel like I'm making a conscious choice. I'm choosing to do something, rather I'm just being told to do it or I have to do it. So try it on. See what the should to could exercise does for you. And then I look forward to hearing your comments in the comments section. In closing, I'll say that one of my friends, she has this phrase that I find really funny. And if I feel like I'm having a hard time, she'll say, are you shoulding all over yourself? And that always makes me laugh because it doesn't sound like you're saying shoulding. It sounds like you're saying something else, which is kind of what it feels like when we should all over ourselves. So here's to the possibilities of moving from should to could.